over there screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 gato. Maserati lo moto. I'm a mock on what time they put up. Cause I put up in the
middle. I just want to be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. You know my car, the shape of color. I go make sure, say I must call it.
I'm going to buffet. No, my get so come on your bed. Buddy on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind the bed, bed, there, man.
Malaku, Ivan! Malaku, come! She be make a samoa. Say my cookie now go join God. You want to bamba? You wanna cheat with the big boys?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. But officially, I guess it's about time, I would say, we change our theme song first of all, because this is one, the one of last season. So officially, we're going to be changing it this year, but hopefully we do it as soon as possible. This is Dr. Sherberg, the voice you're hearing, and I'm in the studios of Radio 5. As always, we're here every Wednesday to talk about Afro music in general. And trust me, the first season was a bit amazing, beautiful, and entertaining. That's to me. I don't know to you, but to me it was. And hopefully we think this season is gonna be a greater one. Hopefully, let's just keep our finger crossed and hope for the best. And it's been a couple of months since I came to this place and anybody heard from me. But trust me, a lot has really happened in the Afro world. Talking from the likes of Davido and Wizkid having beef and reconciling in the same couple of period. The scandal between Burna Boy and Puff Daddy, you know, the diddler. What else again? Speedality getting arrested. A lot of EPs and singles and album being dropped, and Nasboy dropping an EP titled In Nasboy I Trust. And from the same EP, he dropped an album. He did a deluxe version of it and he titled it an album. So it's like a lot of things really happened, though. I don't know how to describe it and how to really explain, but trust me, it was really an amazing time and period. And I hope I can really catch up with every single thing, so we can really, you know, don't feel like we're left out at all. May not bless anybody can't be really behind, but all the same, I'll try as possibly as I can to start today, you know, wrap up the few things that we've really missed. And though today we're going to be talking about a lot and lot and lot of things, starting from, you know, the music from Nasboy. The collaborations, the singles that will be coming forth, because, you know, even Queen Maddie was even previewing our new single a couple of hours ago on our Instagram page. And officially, we're going to be officially wishing the Prince happy birthday. I mean, the boss of Rema, what's the name of the record label? Not Maven, but Mamma Mia. I can't really remember probably, but he's the official owner of the record label that signed Rema. And the Prince, the brother to Don Jazzy, officially. I don't know if they are cousins though, but I know they are brothers related. I don't know how they are related, but I know they are related. And also, we're also going to be covering the part of whereby we're going to be talking a little bit about Davido and also Wizkid's beef and the settlement also. And also, we're going to touch a little bit on, I don't know why that's really getting me, you know, funny. Well, it was really funny in that aspect, because Burna Boy and Speedality was well, we'll just get to that. Don't get interested. Let's take it one at a time. So right now, we're gonna be listening to Nasboy featuring Chike from the problem is, I don't know if I should call it an EP or an album, because first he did an EP, then later he added a couple of tracks to it, tracks like Hungry and Hunger Games featuring Emma Abaga, and he did Hunger Games again featuring Vector the Viper. that was just the only thing he added to the song, and he now did it as an album. So, but officially we'll call it In It, you know, In Nazwell We Trust, the EP, or probably an album, whatever you want to call it. And the title of the song we're going to be listening to today is Kudiz Be Love, featuring Chike, and it's the number two or the second track from the album.
For night, I carry you for my mind. I don't think of you, calamity for my head. I can't even hold myself. I want to take some selfies. Oh Lord, who need you? God no figure, make them take you away from me. I don't think of my mind, they lose. Oh do you? Who am I? Can I be all over? Don't leave me sober. Without you, my girl, say this life will be over. Life. Nothing without you, there is something.
Okay, that was Nazboy, and we had some technical errors. We're going to be replaying this song again, and that was Nazboy, Kudiz Be Us, Kudiz Be Love. And first of all, we're going to be talking about the EP before we replay this song, because it was a technical error. Talking about the EP, what should I call it, an album? I really don't know how to describe it. Okay, In It, let's just call it an album. Ajo, Nazboy, officially the first track, which was more like the introduction. Kudiz Be Love, the second track, and we have Small Money, which officially he released a couple of months ago, and a very amazing song. You know, a song describing if he had small money, how is he going to spend it, and all of those. And Ashawo featuring Two Face or Two Baba and Faz the Bad Guy. And Short Skirt Fingers, amazing track, trust me. At that time, that song really came out. It really took the internet by storm, because we knew, you know, it was capable of, you know, singing, you know, understand, but not to that level. And officially Nazboy has officially proven himself also, not just as a content creator or a comedian, also as a musical artist. And Confession featuring Joe Boy, we have Naso, Nobiso also with him alone, and we have My Love featuring Fuse, the producer, and we have Umbrella featuring Wandeko, which was also a great one, trust me. Even Umbrella, I think, was the best song that Nazboy ever proved himself with, especially when he had legends like Wandeko on the song. It really became a sensation, and trust me, it really kind of broke the internet, and people were really kind of, you know. Then at that time, that was also the song that he did at first, that he did at that time, that what's his name again, Kiss Daniel, took him to O2 Arena to perform. And when he told the story about him going to O2 Arena with Kiss Daniel, he talked about how he begged him to perform for free, and Kiss Daniel was like, no, you're not going to perform for free, because officially you're an artist, and you are also, you know, you use money to mix your music. And no, he was like, no, it's just kind of also a promotion for him. But what's his name, Kiss Daniel refused, and officially to pay him whatever he decides to collect. And that was how he performed at O2 for the very, very first time. So that was also a big win for, what's his name, that was also a big win for Nazboy himself, because it was officially kind of the greatest moment of his life, as he described it. And at least getting to Kiss Daniel himself offering to pay him, as in, was more like, for me, I'll call it a brotherly love thing. Like, it's a thing that I think every artist should, or every other promoter should learn to do. Because if you come to observe, though that a lot of artists performing through your platform or coming to your platform can be a more of an interactive or engagement for them, or getting more lights on what they do, or getting more audience on what they do, it is also a privilege for you to understand that these are the same people, especially when they are performing or they are doing something creative for you in any aspect, I don't know. They spend money, whatever they do, like production, like music, for example. I keep saying the music is not something really cheap. It is that freaking fucking expensive. So you've got to be able to understand that these people spend money on their promotions, on their production, the video shots, this and that. Even talking about the lifestyle itself, the clothing, the this, the that, is just freaking expensive. I'm saying this because I've been there, and I've seen a lot of artists, you know, really spend crazy on what they do, and it's really a great thing if you really find somebody who really can, you know, put themselves in your shoe and understand that yes, this thing is not for free. So even if it's a token, it could be able to encourage such a person. So shout out to Kiss Daniel for that. And we're gonna be listening back again, Nasboy featuring Chike, Could This Be Love? Please stay tuned.
Nasboy. Can't even sleep for night. I carry you for my mind. I don't dey think of you. Calamity for my head. I can't even hold myself. I want to take some selfies. Olorun o ni je. God no fit gree make them take you away from me. I don't dey think of my mind dey lose. Odoyewu, who am I? Can I be all over? Don't leave me sober. Without you, my girl, say this life will be over. Life is nothing without you. There is something about you. Could this be love? Oh, oh, oh. Life is nothing without you. There is something about you. Could this be love? Oh, oh, oh.
24/7 I just think of you, my baby. Any other person, no get level. I promise you. My heart is for you, my life is for you, and my life is nothing without you, girl. I want you to know, oh, no, you, my baby, I love you to God. Oh, when you get a woman, baby, I need you for sure.
Life is nothing without you. There is something about you.
Could this be love? Oh, oh, oh. Could this be love?
Life is nothing. You. There is something about you. Could this be love? Oh, oh, oh.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. Okay, that was Could This Be Love by Nasboy, the content creator, the comedian that also proved himself as an artist. And there was a story he told that really caught my attention back then, when he said he was an artist at first, but he went into content creating, or can I say went into comedy in general, or acting, because when he did the Davido vocals, because at first he came out acting like Davido, and he told the story of whereby he made a video on Instagram and it was sounding like Davido when he lost the Grammy 2000 and can I say 19 years when he lost his very first Grammy, 2019 or 2020, I can't really remember. And he made a video being Davido and how he felt like Davido was feeling, and he was angry, and his voice really sounded like Davido. So everybody was like, is that Davido? Auntie, he posted it, his Instagram started growing. And there's one thing I really loved about him: he kept on his consistency, in the sense that he kept up being, you know, relevant in whatever he was doing, which was comedy at that very moment. But nobody knew he was an artist until he became a global sensation, and he felt like this is the time to really show the people what I can really do. And trust me, his first track was more like a shock to everybody. It wasn't that great, it wasn't that amazing, because we felt like, okay, it was just coming up. But you see Umbrella, when he did that, man, everybody was like, damn, fuck, this guy is ready for the market. And he really took his time, studied the craft, and he was ready to put himself back to the market. And talking about singles we'll be expecting this week, Queen Madden is expecting to drop something. And also, I don't know if you know or I've said it before, or probably within the end of the podcast, because I can't really remember exactly the date. The legend, The Bunch remixed his album, The Entertainer, again with Don Jazzy, officially the first person who produced the whole album at that time. I'm talking about 2004, 2005, I can't remember, it's been long. They redid yes, 2004, like a 20 years anniversary, more like it. And they redid the album again, and they remastered, you know, resang every single part, you know, just added some the new Afrobeat spices to it, just, you know, to make us remember that they were once the kings of Afrobeat that started this whole thing. And they dropped the album. It's also doing great in every aspect, and it's also nice to see somebody like the Banj back again. And talking about legends coming back, the only person I would love to see doing new collaborations these days is like FaZe. He was my favorite at that time in the Big Three. You know, I'm talking about the Banj, Two-Face, and FaZe alone. He was my favorite at that time. I don't know why, because the independent album to me is an album I felt like there's not going to be any other album that's going to take that spot away from me when it comes to Afrobeat in general. I'm just saying in general. So I would love to hear more of him in, you know, new songs, new collaborations, and all of those. Though he's still much relevant, he's still doing shows, you know, because I do follow him on social media, Instagram precisely. He's still doing shows, he's still trying to, you know, keep up with what he knows how to do best. But I know there are more to life apart from music, there are more to life. I know he got other things in it, but it will also make a lot of sense to us, his, you know, day one fans, to also hear something new and, you know, from him. And I really wish him the best of all. So right now we're going to be moving to the next song on our list. We have Ricardo Banks, Sugar Baby. And talking about Sugar Baby, I'll tell you a little story from Sugar Baby when we're back. I go by the name Dachel Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Girls of nowadays, they don't believe, yeah. Sometimes I wonder why they don't see, yeah. Confess all your love, they don't go greed, they don't go greed. They don't just want to believe the love, not really, yeah. What the is wrong with me? Why do I keep falling for this kind of girls? What the is wrong with you? Can't you see my love? You know, be lying. My sugar baby, you sweet in my belly. You know, be lying. Let me walk back, carry me go. My sugar. Falling for this kind of girl. My sugar.
On Radio Fab.
Oh, yeah. Miss Kelly.
go by the name Dachley Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Falling in Love by Chidi Man, and before that you also heard Sugar Baby by The One and Oli. What's his name again? Sugar Baby by Ricardo Banks. Yes, Ricardo Banks. And talking about this scandal, we said we're going to be talking also about the scandal between Davido and Wizkid. And I don't know what really started what this very season. You know, these two are kind of, how will I say, best friends and fight mates, because they can just, any of them can just wake up in the morning and start, you know, calling anybody out. I don't really know. Maybe the Wizkid just woke up from the wrong side of the bed that morning. But allegedly, I heard somebody from Davido's team called him out. I don't know. But that is what I heard. But the most funny part was, but for me, I felt like the way the guy is smoke, he just the entire brain that day. I don't know if it is the weed, because most of them, even the way the both of them act, is just something not to be, you know, how would I say, something irrelevant to me, because I really can't be paying attention to such a thing anymore, because I feel like they are doing it for clout this very time. It's about time the 30 BGs and the what's it called, the FCs to come in an agreement and understand that these two are just playing with their emotions. So first of all, if anybody dare to take this thing personal, I want to know, because I feel like, say, these people just play. I'm talking about the feud between the both of them. Wizkid take him to fellow singer and Davido has, it sparks another wall on social media a couple of weeks ago, probably 2 weeks ago, and Wizkid rumored to have planned the release of his first track officially, and the anticipated album Murayo, I don't know, which he said he was gonna be releasing anytime from now. It could be this year, it could be early next year, it could be next 2 years, we don't know. But it was just, you know, kind of anticipating a single from the album. And the same day, Davido, you know, teased his very first single for this year, and it was more like how would I say, a challenge. And then Wizkid took to Twitter, which is X, to launch a scandal attack on Davido, you know, talentlessly. His music is trash, he said. He's talented, and he even used the word frogido, you know, to describe him. And however, Davido ignored everything that Wizkid said on Twitter, and, you know, and officially launched his second collaboration with the global sport brand Puma at the Flag store in the New York City. And that also was also a big deal, in the sense that I heard Wizkid got, you know, dropped from the Puma deal, because they said whatever he was asking for was too much. So Davido uses that to tease him. That was after everything that Davido, like Wizkid, said to him on Twitter, which he did not reply. But after that, he then went on Twitter. Davido, after signing the deal with Puma, which is the new deal, he then went on Twitter to, you know, to celebrate himself. And that aside, for inside the same beef, everybody collect, including today and not. Everybody collect, like literally everybody collect. As far as you are a fan of the video and you support the video, everybody collect, seriously speaking. So the most funny part was, even these are some of the tweets he really did make. The tweet was, beg me just like, that was the first tweet, and the second one was frogido. Then after that, he said, I don't beef whack niggas, we all know his work, no talent. And he was even replying to somebody's tweet, we said, so if you know beef Davido, your song won't sell. So, you know, it was just, and it was only part, there was also a video he posted of Davido's uncle, who is a governor in Nigeria, and he posted the video and said, I have manners. And no, he said, I was raised correctly and I have manners. So you can't say that my family members fooling themselves like this online. So also, I want to tell Wizkid, if he can hear this, definitely if he will, hopefully if he will, sorry. Even if you have beef with people, I know, you know, sometimes you want to go extreme, you know, talk to family members and all of those. You saying that Davido's family are fooling themselves online, first of all, I'm trying to go worse for worse for you right now. if you say they are fooling themselves online, that you were raised properly, that your family can't be dancing like that online. I guess at this very moment, I think Davido is the one who was raised properly, because first of all, even if anybody is dancing or doing anything online, that's what their family, they are doing it, you know, for what they do, because, you know, probably the uncle was known for a dancing governor at that time, dancing senator, sorry, before he became a governor. And for you, going online, the same thing that you said the videos people are doing, fooling themselves online, I think that's the same thing you're doing right now. Because if you think whatever you're doing right now, even if it is cloud chasing, whatever, and you think that's the right statement to use, automatically you're still fooling yourself, trying to get the same fame. So automatically, as you fix it, they don't raise the video family well, or then their family don't raise themselves well. So I think you also, you are not raised properly, because if you were, you would have been able to understand that, okay, fine, if he dancing online is fooling himself, so me calling out names right now is also me fooling myself. So that's where I want to really step that there. And right now we're gonna be listening to Kiss Daniel, Good Time, an amazing song from the year 2014 or 15. I know, literally I can't be remembering every single year of these songs, because it's been long. An amazing song, an amazing sound. And also, the main reason I picked out this song was because there was even a version of Wizkid's version of the same song, No Doubt, and it was amazing. And you can find it only on, you know, probably on downloadable websites, because it wasn't officially released. So I'm not sure 100% if you can find it in Apple stores and Spotify, any other streaming platform, but I think it's on YouTube and other downloadable websites. So right now we're going to be listening to the official original version from Good Time by the one and only Kiss Daniel.
I go by the name Daniel Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Man, run mad with your back like that. You dope like rock, oh. I'll surrender my new life, you know what I mean. Yeah. Hope I don't call up you. Hope I don't call up you. Yeah, hold me, don't bend me. Yeah, hold me, don't bend me. Had such a long day. Had such a long day. Yeah, hold me, don't bend me. Just wanna have a good time. I'm a hog on. Just wanna have a good time. Tell me how we get go. Up in the VIP, booty on me. All I see is smoke. More bottles on me. Anything we do tonight, you go follow the night, you go. And I see you at dawn. Hope I don't call up you.
Hope I don't call up you.
Ya hold me down, then you.
Ya hold me down, oh man, yeah.
Had such a long day. Had such a long day. Ya hold me down, then you. Just wanna have a good time.
Hey, hey,
I'm on my own gone. Kelly Kwaman, run mad with your back like that.
I say you bad,
you dope like rock, oh. I'll surrender my new life, you know what I mean.
Respect, respect,
one love, one love, one love, one love.
to my house on Radio Fab. Okay, that was Keith Daniel, Good Time. And as I said, it was an amazing song at that time, one of the best. And talking about Keith Daniel, I think if you still listen to Afrobeat to this very day, you understand why is this relevant, because I keep saying and I will keep saying that Keith Daniel is not that, you know, more of how will I say, he's an A-list artist, but I think he's not just at that top level. But trust me, if you understand what consistency is, you understand what Keith Daniel is. He has been here for a very long time, and sometimes I just think he deserves his flowers. And talking about giving flowers to flowers, Chris Brown right now is being cancelled because there is a cancel culture right now on him going on in South Africa due to his show that he's planning to hold there any time from now. Really, I don't know the date. I really can't find the date. But the most funny part is he's still due to the, you know, what would I say? Due to the fact that him and Rihanna had a fight probably how many years ago? 17 years ago, if I'm not making any mistake, give or take. So I don't know. First of all, I have to say this, talking about cancel culture, I know I'm not trying to be, you know, racial here, like, you know, pick colors or whatever, but sincerely speaking, it's about time we draw back to ourselves and ask ourselves a few questions. And the most funny part is, if it is a white person doing this, I think I would have, you know, easily target racism. But this is coming from a South African country. An African country, South Africa. The only country that even has Africa in it is the one, you know, putting out racial activities like this. I don't know if it's a racial activity. I'm sorry if I'm being, you know, forward. But I'm just saying, it looks to me, because first of all, I don't know what you want Chris Brown to do anymore. First of all, I don't know what he's human. I have to say this. I'm not saying whatever he did 17 years, 18 years ago is a nice thing or either. I'm not saying, but I'm just saying. To me, are you guys looking for something to just stop him, or he's shining? Is it disturbing you in one way or the other? I don't know. Because even the Rihanna that the whole fucking thing happened to has moved on very, very long time ago. Because right now, South African woman rights activists have started a petition to stop Chris Brown from performing in December. Because the advocate group for Women for Change is calling out the government and concert promoters to reconsider allowing Chris Brown to perform. The petition also asks the Department of Home Affairs to revoke Chris Brown's visa and block his entry into the country, especially as it is scheduled shortly after the 16 days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign. Oh God. And Chris Brown ticket sold out in hours, and second concert date was added, and over 26,000 people have signed the petition opposing his performance. Now my question is, what does this have to change? I'm just trying to be, you know, human. What does this has to change? You trying to, you know, mute, because according to the hashtag is mute Chris Brown, Women for Change. Now, what is this really going to change? Is it going to change the fact that whatever he did was wrong, or whatever he did was right, or you trying to stop him because of what he did 17 years ago? Because this is the same Chris Brown who took to this Instagram, I think vividly, February this year. February 17, by the way, simply to respond to the backlash of him, also with Chloe Bailey, receiving the following announcement due to the collaboration of the upcoming track, How Does It Feel, which he did at the time. And he came out on his Instagram and said, you all are still hating on me for the mistake I made 17 years ago. You see, I wasn't wrong. 17 years ago. As 17 years old, please kiss my whole entire, you know, axe. Chris Brown wrote all the text on his Instagram, you know, story, seemingly referring to the time physically abuses his girlfriend Rihanna in February 2009, and we're in 2024. So if I'm not mistaken, that would be 15 years ago. Yes, and that would be 15 years ago. Although Chris Brown was just 19,
And the post seamlessly his response fans exploded visibly on Rary and his chose with him with no guardians, singer on social media. And now he said, I am fucking 33, Chris Brown continued. I'm so tired of you all running with this narrative, sorry. You weird ass niggas. At the same ones that are turned every week to the same blue face and Christians beat the fucking out each other in front of the world. But that's okay. It's entertainment. All you all can suck my dick disrespectfully. As I said, I'm not saying whatever he said on his Instagram was right, but the guy has to make a point sometimes. Because sincerely speaking, let's be frank, something that happened like 15 years ago is still a problem to some people today. And the most only part, whoever it happened to has, she is a mother of two or three, if I'm not making a mistake, a married woman at this time. So I don't know. I really can't get the point. Is it Chris Brown that is the problem or whatever he did is the problem? Because let's be frank and sincere. And also, according to what he said on his Instagram also, he said it. He said the singer also went weird to cancel culture towards the white celebrities, sharing photos of stars like Mel Gibson, Nicolas Cage, Ozzy Osbourne, and Charlie Shane. These are examples. Let's be frank and sincere, because even the same thing happened a couple of years back when news came and they said they were going to be canceling Triple S Intention. Like Spotify officially made an announcement and they said they were going to be removing Triple S Intention songs from all of their platform, songs from R. Kelly, songs from Michael Jackson, due to the allegations. I don't know whatever the fuck they did. I don't know. Now, what's his name? Kendrick Lamar was asked about it, and he said, "If really these songs from these artists are being removed from the platform, I officially make a statement for my songs to be also be withdrawn from each of this platform, because I can see right now that they are only targeting black artists. What happened to the white artist? What happened? Are you telling me a lot of artists hasn't in any way, one way or the other, had a scandal or anything that has to affect their careers in one way or the other? But these guys are walking hair free. No cancel culture is calling them out. But when it comes to the colored people, you know what I mean, it becomes a problem. Well, it's not for me to decide, but this is officially what's happening right now in South Africa. And for me, I think it's not something to really put up with. It's not really going by my spirit, and I really don't like it. But without talking too much, though, right now I'm going to be giving you Simi and Faz. And the title is one for me. What an amazing song at that time. I thought these couples were going to be love of their life. But at the end of the day, I never knew they were just doing entertainment for entertainment. They were just acting for entertainment's sake. But without talking too much right now, I have Faz and Simi. And the boat title is one for me.
You're listening to my house on Radio Fab.
Yeah, foreign affairs, that is my department. You get to meet me only by husband. People didn't really understand my husband. I'm so janded, look at all my garment. Excuse me, what is all this embarrassment? Why will you give me pounded yam? It's for us, man. Are you guys not having lasagne? Then I can wash it down with champagne. What of shiny strides or pizza? I don't do mainland, only fi high. I'm the man that the babes want to cash early. It's because I base in Los Angeles. Show my camera, yeah, but I David. It's a close friend, I used to drive his helicopter. In your whole life, did you get to see my brother? Billionaire boy, to buy Femi, you $10.
I'm foreign,
I'm so jaded.
I'm foreign,
I'm from abroad.
I'm foreign, just call me foreign, baby, oh.
International,
foreign, baby, just call me foreign, baby, oh.
I'm international,
foreign,
national.
The wago is not my type, oh, I'm into burger. And if you can check my bank, yo, I'm into dollar. If I call your phone, you're a foreign number. And you know me, and yeah, you know they say category. My loro boya pako, my loro boya pako ni mi, oh baby. My very minister, bo, everything was in Mexico, baby. For them, oh, a reporter, she be you see the way. Shebi, you know, say I'm foreign.
I'm so chanted.
I'm foreign.
I'm from abroad.
I'm foreign. Just call me foreign, baby. Oh.
International.
Foreign, baby. Just call me foreign.
international. I got to fly into London town today. On the way, maybe I will just branch UK and get back before it get dark. But I can't go because of jet lag.
I had a short breakfast with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Phone call with Queen Eliza. I know too like it with her. So I travel for December.
It's not my stuff, no need for sent for. I travel so much, I'm building a airport. Because I mix race with a little Spain blood. That's why you people discriminate against us.
You know me, I don't believe in downfall. Helicopter, they carry me go. Tomorrow I want to go to Europe. If I see the logo slow, you see I'm foreign.
I'm so chanted.
I'm foreign.
I'm from abroad.
I'm foreign. Just call me foreign, baby. Oh.
International.
Foreign, baby. Just call me foreign, baby. Oh.
I'm international.
Foreign, baby. Just call me foreign, baby. Oh.
International.
Okay, that was Foreign by Simi and Faz. And for your information, this you know, musical couples, let me put it that way, had an album together, and it's, you know, a joint album together, and it was an amazing, trust me, go find it out and listen. I really can't tell you details about it because, you know, I'm kind of rushing this right now. So talking also about Simi, she came back again and did the part two of that song with what's his name? I really don't know. Tell you how my day went. What's his name? Larry Poe. They did the version two of the song, but trust me, I'm not trying to throw bad shades, but I really don't like it. It's not like the first one. Sometimes that is why we tell a lot of people, if something is just good in the first place, just leave it the way it is. See, no need to go to the room things. Must you do something couple part two? No, just let it end there. And especially this thing is officially happening right now in Hollywood, because when at the end of the day, when you have a good song or sorry a good movie, they try to, you know, get it to part four, or even not part four, they try to do a remake of the movie. No, you just made a classic, leave it the way it is. Don't do a new one because they're going to ruin shit up. So that is the way it is, and that I felt like Simi and Faz really did that, and it wasn't good for the both of them, 100%. That aside, and I'm talking about Faz, he's still doing his thing, doing music in general. As I said, he was also featured in Nas Boy project in Nas Boy I Trust, and it was really great. Having Faz alone in a song, you should know he knows what he knows how to do best. So that aside, we also have we're going to be talking about what's his name we're going to be talking about we're gonna be talking about Burna Boy and the one and only Speedality. So talking about Speedality, he was officially abusing Burna Boy he was abusing Burna Boy online, according to allegedly, because they said he was making fun of him. Because, you know, we all know, a lot of us know about the scandal that is going on between Puff Daddy and Burna Boy. You know, they found 100,000, if I'm not making any mistake, 1,000 baby oil. I don't know if it's Johnson. Please, I don't want anybody to come for me, but they found baby oils in his apartment, 1,000 bottles, if I'm not making any mistake. And right now he's in trials and he's in court, you know, and there's been a lot of rumors about him being, you know, something with something and all of those things, but I can't really say, because it's allegedly right now the court hasn't proven him guilty or not. But a lot of people are saying he did it, and the most funny part is there's a lot of videos whereby he's been mentioning he did it, you know, a lot of times, and hopefully he's not proven right that he really did this one this time. I just hope. But that aside, and now we all know that 2021, if I'm not making any mistake, as Twice as Four, Puff Daddy was officially the executive producer of that album, and that was the same album that won Burna Boy his Grammy. And now there is, you know, a connection of dots that Burna Boy allegedly might have slept with Puff Daddy, because people have been saying that is what Puff Daddy does, you know, sleep with many artists and all of those things. That aside, that he slept with him just to have, you know, the Grammy. Even a lot of people even pointed out Faz, what's his name again, Whiskey, you know, a lot of me artists that are Nigerian me artists that have officially been to Puff Daddy's house or party. They were all accused, not just Burna Boy. But the main reason Burna Boy took that person, I don't know, I really can't tell. But they went to Speedality's house, they picked him up, and right, he was detained a couple of hours or days later. His mom went on social media, you know, talked about it, and Davido, but sorry, I don't know why Davido didn't tell my man. Burna Boy came out and made a statement and said he's because he has a mother and he can't be seeing other people's mother suffer. So for that reason, he was going to let go of Speedality. Now, the two things that is making me laugh is, first thing first, who you to say you be? Just go past your house, go carry and come over. That's kidnapping, first of all. I don't know how you guys are going to describe it. I don't know what anybody would do to you that you just go to his house with some couple of people, even if it is official people, like even police, DSS. I don't give a fuck. That's kidnapping. Did the law tell you to go and arrest him? If you want to arrest somebody, you go to the station, you get an arrest warrant, and let the law do his thing. Well, you were there and they went to pick him up. But that wasn't the old case. Then now his mother pleaded and they free him, and though I wasn't siding Burna Boy, I'm not saying I liked what the Speedality did, because if you watch the video, it's funny as fuck. But in as much as it's funny as fuck, it is not funny at all if you're looking at it from the two angle perspective. If you're looking at it from the perspective of Speedality, that shit is funny. But if you're looking at it from the perspective of Burna Boy, it is annoying. So it's a two-way thing. So we're trying to weigh the whole thing. That wasn't the case. So after that, it was released and all of those. But surprisingly, I was shocked today when I came across a song titled Baby Oil by Speedality. And trust me, it wasn't what I wasn't expecting. First of all, I want to say, Speedality, wait till you start. So say you'll be finished. Please, sorry. Because it's funny to me. You were kidnapped, because that was what Burna Boy did. You were being kidnapped for something you said. Now you went ahead to release a track. And it was only part. It's not just a track. When I listened to it, I was dying of laughter. Because officially, this is a diss track. Come, man. Fuck Kendrick Lamar, fuck J. Cole, fuck Drake. You guys don't know how to beef. Wait till the time you say the right beef song. Call your baby oil, you don't say beef, they may end. Speedality say what they play. So officially right now, I want to really say this is the song Baby Oil by Speedality. And I will officially make an announcement. If you don't know, now you know. It's a diss song from Speedality to Burna Boy about the allegedly case between him and Puff Daddy. Now me the talker. Elele muna carry my matter. Go muna carry. I go na me talker. Na truth. Now what he do with this? So this is the song Baby Oye by Speedality.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
EFCC, they give bed. DSS, they give food. I don't survive Grand Zero. What can you do to me next? My tribe's bigger than yours. Who go book you now? Nepe ure loco, eto krela. If I go missing, now you. If you go missing, no be me. I'm not gang affiliated. You the one who claiming them. Clear conscience, fears no accusation. The way you then jump, trend, got me thinking. Banga. Real life for Dogu. I am not a cultural version. No, scratch that. Real life is the more. The way you then jump, yeah. Rain got me thinking. Banga. I am a boss anywhere, anytime. Inside jail, then they wash my clothes. House I'm a gala man. I be one mama. 100 takeoffs per year. I'm one mama. EFCC, they give bed. DSS, they give food. I don't survive Grand Zero. What can you do to me next? My tribe's bigger than yours. Who go book you now? Nepe ure loco. Eto krela. About to start a new business. Baby oil business. Who go distribute them? Abu T Cortez, king of kitchen. Foreign goods, foreign bags, foreign shoes, foreign cars, foreign goods, foreign belts, everything so foreign. EFCC, they give bear, DSS, they give food. I don't survive Grand Zero, what can you do to me next? My tribe's bigger than yours, who go cook you now? Nepe ure loco, eto krela. Clear conscience, fears no accusation. The way you then jump, the rain got me thinking. Banga. Clear conscience, fears no accusation. The way you then jump, the rain got me thinking. Banga.
Hey, massive shout out to all my fans. Yo, I heard what everybody was saying on the social media. Everybody there my side, nobody there inside. Pussy clad where they call police for small sons. Fuck out of here, nigga. Pull your pants up. What American man like that just pull and dance? Die! Get the fuck out of here! Hey, massive shout out to all my fans. Massive shout out to iRock Classic. We go back, you already know my nizzle. I made you crazy on this one. Stop, go, stop, go. I know even right now. Hey, shout out to Sowore. Shout out to my lawyer. Shout out to Simon Ete. Drink. Banga.
Okay, that was Baby Oil by the one and only Speedality. And really, to be frank and sincere, as I said, it's a diss track. And if you don't get it, I just told you it's a diss track from him to Burna Boy about whatever happened to them on social media a couple of weeks ago. So that aside, I guess officially we're coming to the end of today's episode. It has been a great day for me. I really missed the show 100% and I'm glad to be back, and I promise we're gonna be here full time for a very long time. And without talking too much, also I just want to say hopefully this year we're gonna be having a lot of interesting and amazing topics for you and guests coming all over, all around from Italy and nearby countries. Hopefully we can, you know, host them officially, and let's see how it goes at the same time. And I always want to remind you, if you haven't been following us on our social media platform, please do so. It's going to, you know, keep both of us updated, you know. You know how they go now, like you do your thing, I do my thing, follow us, and whenever we make our announcements like posts and the weeks we're not gonna be, you know, on here, you can also listen to our podcast so you can be able to, you know, catch up with whatever thing we do. We're on Facebook at Radio Fab, Instagram Radio Fab, and also on Twitter, which is X, because we're Nigerians, we just call things by their first name, you know, at Radio Fab. So I still go by the name Dachula Sherbrooke, your humble boy. Stay tuned, stay blessed. Not too much. So officially I just want to end today's episode with two great and amazing songs. The first one is going to be coming from what's his name again, Corredebello. The guy also from Avin at one time, then an artist who was blessed to be signed by Don Jazzy, you know, 100%. He was a talent. We really kind of loved him. We saw him as a great one, but indeed, you know, everything doesn't last forever. So he's been out for a little while now. Hopefully we will see him come back again someday, you know, sometime. And after that, we're also going to be listening to Joe Boy Baby, also an artist who was signed by what's his name again, Empower. Yes, a record label that was started by G Easy, what's his name of this artist again? I don't really know. Started his record label Empower Africa, you know, picked up talent from the streets and every corners of the of Africa, and at the end of the day, Joe Boy was, you know, the streets man and the front man, and the guy really delivered and placed, you know, the record label in the front map, and a lot of us were really kind of, you know, appreciative. And this is one of his very best songs that he ever did, titled Baby. So without talking too much, we have Mogo Park, and after that you'll be listening to Baby by the one and old Mogo Park by Corredebello, why Baby by the one and only Joe Boy. So without talking too much right now, I just want to say God bless, thank you for staying tuned, and see you hopefully next week. Bye.
shakara. And if they max you, you say how many are the same? 44 men the same. It's a big one already. It don't they look like you want discover Mugupa. Yeah, you want discover Mugupa. Discover Mugupa. Yeah, you want discover Mugupa. Discover Mugupa. Yeah, until you discover Mugupa. Discover Mugupa. He met the back, he no fit. Discover Mugupa.
To my house on Radio Fab.
What have we do to get your love? Girl, I don't give you all I got, but it's not enough for you. Show you fire me, got a pot of love. Now I be say I don't be getting enough of you. Yeah, waiting me down, nothing I can't do for my baby anytime when you need me, come to me. My sorry, wallet. Waiting me down, nothing I can't do for my baby my shawty, oh, they care. My baby
Let me say you there for me as I there for you. Baby, say you there for me for you. Oh, no, no. Yeah, waiting me down, nothing I can't do for my baby anytime when you need me, come to me. My shawty, wallet. Waiting me down, nothing I can't do for my baby my shawty, oh, deke. My baby,
what you wanna do, girl, where you wanna go? Cause anywhere you go, girl, I go follow, go. Cause I like the way you back it up, the way you go down low. And that's the reason they be hating on you, I do. Baby, you the baddest. Step on the dance floor and show you madness. I'll be your king, you be my real earnest. Shut up at the car, damn, you are the flyest.
Baby, say you there for me as I there for you. Baby, say you there for me as I there for you. Oh, no, no. Yo, boy, born dead.
I go by the name Dachel Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.